program. Donovan Lewis filling in for Mike Soroy, who's in Vegas, wasted.
I love it.
We're in Dallas sober.
Are
we professionals?
Are we?
Thank you, Jameson.
I won't be later on.
And we're going to get to that all that in just a second, but all must be stopped immediately for that shot of liquor.
Oh, I'm glad that was liquor.
And what we are now calling the ultimate segment.
I don't know why you're so nervous about this, but
well,
keep going. Go, go.
I'm hoping that this is something that many men can relate to. And actually, I wouldn't have wanted to do this. This is a segment that we've had on the back burner waiting for a reason for over a year. And we just brought it up before the show, just minutes before the show started, and you piped in with some interesting comments about having gone through a very similar situation. And that's why we pulled the trigger. The ultimate segment,
so to speak,
surrounds an event that I had to go through about a year ago, I guess, where my wife and I are attempting to have a child.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank die. You.
No, not die, live. That's the difference between what's happening. And, you know, when it's something that you're trying to do, one of the things, I've never had a child or been successful in impregnating, whether by accident.
Even close. I've never had a girl walk up to me and say, hey, I might be pregnant.
Right.
Never.
You know what happened? Funny that you mentioned that. I was going out with a girl.
Hey, now.
I know. She was totally a girl. And I was playing golf on April Fool's Day.
Oh, dear.
And she called me on the golf course on a day off, and I had no, I just, you know, brain farted on what the date was.
Sure.
And she told me that she was pregnant. And let me twist for about 15 seconds, and then April Fool's Day'd me.
Oh, my god!
I don't think we were together, but maybe 2 weeks after.
Yeah,
that.
that's not funny.
That was it, man.
Did you have enough time to ask if it was yours?
Well, no, I don't know.
Call a bee.
Yeah, did you go ahead and
hey,
tell
look,
her
whore.
To go ahead and get an abortion? You started reassessing everything.
Jesus. Look, sweetheart, I only have $200.
Okay. Right.
I just spent $75 on this tea time.
Let's go half on an abortion.
Say, who just said that?
Dear God.
That one,
gosh.
The idiot in the box in there.
So I went to the doctor, and the doctor told me that he needed to find out if my if my swimmers were swimming.
He needed a sample.
First time in my life I've ever had to... it's never even crossed my mind to have to do this. And if I did, I thought it would have to be a paternity test.
First time you did it in a...
Is that how that works? I don't know.
First time you did it in a professional setting.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
Right.
That it was scheduled...
Because we've all given samples.
Yeah.
It was scheduled according to...
No one really tested them.
There are millions... Never mind.
So I show up at this place.
Just knuckle children running around.
I show up at this place
millions.
Where you've got to deal with the sliding glass and the secretary there that knows what you're there for.
Okay, no doubt.
Hey, hello. I'm...
And she's always hot.
Yes, yes.
Always.
Hello. Yes.
This sounds like the low T center.
I'm Cash. I'm here to, you know. what are we doing here? Do I sign something?
What are you into, Mr. Soroy?
Yes. So, well, that was, there were choices. So I'm ushered into a back room.
Okay.
Where there's a double door, you know, one door to give me a, you know, a little bit of, to a bathroom, and then a second door to what looks like a massive closet. And the nurse just tells me that there's assorted reading materials here for you, sir. And there's some other situations here. There's a stack of...
magazines?
DVDs.
Okay. Oh, DVDs.
Oh, yes.
All right.
And there's a headset here, if you like. And so I actually took pictures. And one of the reasons we haven't done this...
You took pictures?
Well,
of you?
No. I took pictures of the setting. Because as soon as I walk in this room, I'm like, this has to be... No, I didn't take a picture of that. I'm like, this has to be a segment because it's a sparse room. There's a little leather chair that who knows how many...
I want to sit in that. Yeah, how many...
And there's a flat screen smaller than the ones that we have here that don't work. And then there's a headset.
That I wouldn't want to put on either.
All of the whole thing.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it's wireless so that I can crank it up as loud as I want.
As you need it.
To hear all the dialogue.
That's a big part of it, though.
Well, it is, isn't it?
To be able to hear what's going on.
And it was nice. It's actually quite nice because, you know, if you're cranking it up and there's speakers in the room, then you know that...
Everybody else
well, they know anyway,
well,
so what's
I know,
the point?
I don't know. You all have to just do the dance.
Hell, even your parents knew what you were doing in the bathroom.
Ugh.
Just bothers me that chair is leather.
Yeah. No, there's
you
a lot
get,
of
like,
things.
Some plastic where I know you can just bleach it or something.
And then on top of it, the DVDs and the magazines are all old.
They like, stuck you know, together.
The, just the images are kind of
1970s porn.
And it's just like, God, you know, if this room is what this is for.
Welcome to the jungle.
Yeah. Was shaving in?
Shaving was not
what
in.
What era are we talking about?
Oh, God, I want to say these things. I shouldn't say that. It's probably from like the mid-90s or something.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're
but it's
good,
still,
man.
Yeah. You're getting there. Yeah.
Dude, that's 20 years. 15 okay. years. That's a long time.
It's not a lot of things that are really new in the game.
Okay, but the point is, if this room is built for
you
that.
Still do this
and
for that.
Out, done.
I would think that you'd want to have some new material, so to speak. I just found the whole thing just very sterile and weird, and then you've got to have aim, and then you've got to deliver it within a certain amount of time
yeah,
so that the
sure.
temperature keeps up.
Yeah.
And then it's so, even though it's clinical, and that's good, it just feels weird that everybody knows what's going on.
Well, can I embark on you my experience on that?
Yes,
because
please.
It's been 10 years.
Okay.
Since I've given my sample.
See,
yes.
Now you're feeling
so
what I was feeling.
I walk into the place, and I didn't care. Hey, I'm here to give a sample. What do I need to do?
Where do I put it?
So the lady behind the desk, and I am not exaggerating one bit, reaches down without even looking at me, reaches down, puts the cup on the counter and says, go in there. So I walk in, and it's a bathroom with a sink and a toilet. And that's it. That's it.
You got no materials of
anything?
None.
A bathroom with a sink and a toilet. So now I'm standing in there, and I'm thinking, all right.
Is it finished out nicely? Is there any crown molding? Is it?
No! It's the worst bathroom I've ever been in. It's a
like that matters.
It's a double-wide porta-potty. That's all what right. it is. So I go in there, and I'm thinking.
Wait, okay. It's outdoors?
It felt like it. So it takes me.
Go through the parking lot, sir. You'll find it's a blue plastic square.
They give you a key with a little like piece of wood on the end.
It's got
a hubcap.
It
takes me forever.
See,
because I'm in a bathroom.
Yeah.
You know, no shower, anything, nothing, just a bathroom. So
shouldn't you be used to that?
I think that's what the place is thinking. They're like, okay, sir.
Yeah,
I'm sure
you should be used to that setting.
I'm sure you've gotten it done in worse places than
usually
this.
Usually, you get a little.
Have I?
A little aid, you know? A little help.
What, you mean like you tip somebody?
No.
Oh.
I mean, you know.
Little creative help.
Other products maybe can be used
mm-hmm.
in the help.
Mm-hmm.
And this one, you can't.
Like what products?
You know.
No, I don't. I'm asking you.
Shut up. You know what I'm talking about. You're a dude.
So you can rub one out at work, but you have a problem there, Donovan.
What? What the hell? What's going on right here?
In the new studio?
But no, it was.
We can't even bring food in here, and you're doing that?
It took me forever to get that done because I'm in a bathroom. So, you know, I'm standing up, I sit down, I stand up, I sit down.
Jumping jack.
Right. One arm push ups, one leg push ups. You know, I'm trying to do something to help this thing out. It was the worst experience ever.
The,
so
the whole time you're just trying to think of the freakiest scenario.
Yes, and that's really difficult as I'm in this bathroom all by myself. So now I take the sample and they tell me that the count is great. Mobility?
Mobility?
Not so much, yes.
Oh, so they're. So there's a lot of them.
Imagine.
But they're not Michael Phelps.
My sperm can't swim. Who would have thought? So.
I don't get it.
I have to go to a doctor and we're talking. And then he tells me, you know, I have to look at him. He has to look at, you know, the two.
The twig and berries?
Yeah, he has to look at them. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, because in case there's a.
You know, you're looking for, like.
Lump?
No, of the.
Discoloration?
If you want to get technical, like varicose veins or whatnot.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
You just never
maybe
know.
He needed some material.
You just okay. never know what happens. So. He has to look at them, okay?
Okay.
So I have to get completely. I have to, never mind, we'll talk about that later. But he's down there looking at him, and for a split second, I almost kind of stroked him on top of his head, just as a joke, because that would be very funny if I did that, right?
But, you're not here for comedy, sir.
But I realize
sir, that please remove that.
There's a time and a place, and when those are in his hand, that's not the time or the place
you
for that comedy.
He could strike. He could.
Right. So that's the one moment where I threw caution. You know, I just say, you know what? That's probably not the time to a little comedy.
He's like, dude, I got to look at balls all day. I don't want your comedy.
But that's very funny, sir.
I thought it'd be very funny if I just got a stroke about it a little bit.
I had a moment, you know.
So what did you choose?
Typical Saroy, you know, overthink. As soon as the girl leaves me alone, the first thing that goes through my head is...
Powerboats.
No.
Oh. Vito.
It's funny, though. The first thing that goes through my head is, okay, how long is the right amount of time to spend in here?
Sure, you don't want to just show up 45 seconds later. Yeah. Done.
Do we want to knock this out? Am I concerned? Am I concerned with what these...
You're
maybe like, they want me
like
out quick.
Buzz Lightyear on out the door.
Yeah, that's always, and I swear they probably wanted to send someone in to check on me. That's how long it took me in the setting that no material, no nothing.
Sir, are you okay?
Sir, are you all right in there? Can we? Oh,
they just
geez.
Slide a barely legal under the door. Wrap it up.
There we are. And the line is just out the door at the clinic. I'm just taking 4 hours in there or something. That was horrible.
Well, thank you for your courage and sharing your story. That is,
I was thinking that I would get the material so I can choose, you know, something to help me out, because that would have been a breeze. That's a snap.
What am I into today?
But I'm in this cold concrete bathroom that's not homey at all. You'd say you should be used to that, but at least you can have a nice setting with a nice, you know, shower screen or something.
Were you one door, like, was there a hallway and then the one door and then where you were at?
Right, it was like right there.
Okay,
right.
See, now that would have panicked me because somebody, in my head, I'd have somebody with like a glass leaning up on the door, like, you know, Animal House style, trying to hear what's going on in there. I wouldn't have. That would have been a bad scene.
Yeah, I'm glad iPhones weren't out then, because I probably would have recorded myself.
Oh, what is wrong with you? Who even thinks that?
Just to hear me just struggling for 45 minutes, trying to... Okay, good God. I've done this 1,000 times. Why is this not happening
after
right
about
now?
35 minutes, you're just lazily... God almighty.
And you're talking to...
All right.
Come on, dude.
All right, well, happy...
You've been for me in the past.
Happy St. Paddy's Day, everybody. That's...
Harry!
Our gift to you on this St. Paddy's Day. 11:27.
So bad, right?
That was all right. Let's talk about it some more next with Sports Bot 2K3.